Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Want more people to know about a cool project you're working on or a new business you're starting? Squarespace makes it easier than ever to get the word out. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a striking website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HI to save 10% off your first purchase on a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code HIGH for 10% off.
Hey everybody, welcome to Grateful Dead Was Hot. That is from, oh, get this Twitter name, DP14007295. Your lights are on. Next show, we're going to be picking a winner for our monthly giveaway, and you and three friends can either come to a taping here in this basement, or you can get tickets to a show when I travel near you. Of course, we don't pay for your accommodations or airfare or any of that stuff, so that's why we got to get it close to you. And make sure you become a 420 Club member to be eligible for this giveaway. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies this Saturday, July 21st at the American Comedy Company in San Diego at 420. It's going to be a special Comic-Con edition. I'm very excited. And then Tuesday, July 24th, I'm back at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. And I'm also doing it at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal on Saturday, July 28th. And at Just for Laughs, I'm also doing the Benson Interruption stand-up show on Thursday night, July 26th. But for all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are in the spacement once again, and as you can see, there's a middle chair. We're saving it for Elijah. Is that how that expression goes?
Who?
You ever done that where you have to leave a seat for Elijah at like a family dinner?
Is that like a Bible reference?
Religious thing, yeah.
No.
You never did that?
No, my grandma, if somebody dropped the spoon, my grandma would say like a man's coming. You ever hear that?
What?
Yeah, she had all sorts of ones. Like if you dropped a knife, it meant a woman was coming or something.
Whatever utensil you drop determines who's going to arrive at your home?
Yeah. You never heard that?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. She also said if a bird gets in the house, that somebody's going to die.
Wow. Well, I mean, it depends on how vicious the bird is.
Well, it's not the bird.
Is it an eagle?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting here in the basement with Dave Waite, who's a terrific guest and a great stand-up comedian. And Yeah. Give it up, everybody. We're already at 19 minutes after the hour. The cold open and the commercial took up so much time. We're almost up on it being 420 somewhere, which would be
420 somewhere.
East Coast, I guess, would be celebrating 420 any moment now. So our other guest, Gina Valentina, is out in Los Angeles traffic on the mean streets of L.A., trying to make her way here, so we'll get her into this middle seat as soon as she arrives. But you and I, we got to start smoking, man.
I always forget that part.
Which part? Do you have to smoke?
Yeah, that I got to get high.
Oh, really? Is that a problem for you?
No, it's just like so early in the day.
It's just like, well, you know, on the East Coast, it's almost the end of the day.
Yeah.
So just look at it that way. Go home, take a 3-hour nap. Just tell everybody you're on East Coast time.
Did I jump the gun?
No, you're good.
All right.
Yeah, you're right on the money. The sativa is called Jack Tripper. named after our good friend Pete Holmes, who looks like Jack Tripper. You know who Jack Tripper is?
It's from the company.
Three's
show.
Company.
The Three's.
Yeah, yeah. The late great John Ritter, I guess, has a sativa named after him, which I imagine he'd be fucking psyched. But I don't know. And then the indica is called Larry O.G.
Larry O.G.?
Yeah. You know, his full name is Larry Lawrence.
Now, how do I know which
Lawrence
one?
Larry Oceangrown is his name.
How do I just grabbed, did I?
You got the sativa. We don't push the indica on people because, like you said, it's early in the day.
And that would make me.
And then you'd just be sleepy.
All right.
You'd be sleepy AF. So we're trying to avoid that, you know. Trying to keep it cool.
Now, what was the thing you said at the very beginning about the Grateful Dead? Was that like somebody's handle or what?
No, everybody. Oh, this is good. This is a good update for people watching the show going, what the hell is happening? People send in things that Getting Dug with High initials, GDWH, they send in other things that could stand for.
Oh, all right.
Other sentences.
Is that? Well, me and Jeff, you know, Jeff Tate.
Yeah.
That's why I'm probably.
Tate.
Me and him went and saw The Dead and Company, which is like The Grateful Dead with John Mayer, which...
Right.
Which, when you say it out loud, sounds
terrible, but...
But actually,
good
really...
Good show.
Good show. And we were walking in to see the show, and we were baked, you know, as you would be at a Dead-related thing. And we overheard this lady telling her friend... We were just, like, walking by, and she was talking about some lady. She goes, oh... She took an edible at a Primus concert and freaked out. And I was like, that's a hilarious thing to overhear. And then we got into the show, and about halfway through the show, Jeff realized that his battery was dead on his weed vape. So the high was wearing off. And then Jeff looked at me and goes, oh, man, I'm totally not Primus now. Well, that was the bit I had prepared.
It fucking killed. No, but it's like the opposite of, you know, it's like being too high at a Primus concert is as terrifying as being not high enough at a Grateful Dead show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think she's here. I think it's happening. Come have a seat. Let's take our sunglasses off, like gentlemen.
Aw, stop it.
Welcome.
You gotta not do all that.
Come on in.
How
Say
are
hi.
You?
Oh.
How are
That's
you?
That's Dave. Hello. Does Dave get a big kiss, too? Holy shit.
All the kisses.
Boy. All right.
All the boys
I feel like Billy
kisses.
Bush. You gotta give Dave a kiss.
He got really creepy really quick.
Yeah, this is the real star here, buddy.
You made it.
What, I know.
Which one of these do you want to have a hit right away?
Oh, for sure. I didn't really come for you. I came for the weed.
Of course. That's what people should do. That's how it should work. Here, try this crazy eyeball one. You enjoy a sativa, right?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Give that a shot. So traffic out there is pretty... wait until you're done before asking you a question. Dave, so the traffic out there is pretty bad?
I took an Uber. I was chilling. It was pretty smooth.
Pretty short ride, too, for you.
Yeah, I moved, actually, like a
month.
Not too far.
You used to live near here.
I could walk. Now I'm like 2 miles away. Ooh. So I'm still in the range of if somebody cancels.
All right. Well,
yeah.
That's why I'm here, audience. If somebody's like, this fucking guy.
Well, Snoop was going to come today, but...
Oh, no.
But I was like, you know what? I'd rather have Dave. I want to get Dave in here instead of Snoop. But, yeah, Dave's a stand-up comedian, and we've been getting high without you.
Now, what do I know her from?
She's in films. She works in film.
All right.
I'm a big movie star.
She's a huge star.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He got quiet. They're like, what movies?
Yeah.
Is it an adult movie?
What's your favorite title of all the things you've been in? Do you have one that was really funny title? Or do they not do funny titles anymore?
There's one that was just kind of ridiculous. Like, cheerleader, stepsister, orgy.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. It was like, down. Cheerleaders, orgy, but we got to put stepsisters in there. Just throw that right in there.
Stepsisters, cheerleader.
Yeah. Just change orgy to massacre and you got a horror film. Got a good horror movie. So you guys have both been on the show before, so we don't really have to get into your high history. But I do like hearing that.
I'm getting out of my whole history.
That's the guy who does the voice of Bender on Futurama.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay.
But here's the thing we've been doing. I don't know if you guys have done this on the show before. I've got like a crazy question to ask you, and we're all going to try to figure out the answer.
Is it like a game?
Yeah,
well, it's a game.
Kind of. Yeah, no, nothing to win or lose, though. And don't forget to keep smoking.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, unless you like seeing the comments section call you a pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you.
Fucking pussy.
Oh, you goddamn pussy. Smoke. Quit your yakking about Jeff Tate at Grateful Dead and take a hit. All right, I'm going to take a hit, and then I'm going to set this thing up. Hey, David, Gina, marijuana know something?
Sure.
That's cool. Oh, my God, this is such a weird one.
Oh, man, I love it.
How many calories does banging your head against the wall burn in 1 hour?
Have you done this before?
Now, first of all, if you're good at banging your head against the wall, you're going to be dead in less than an hour, if you're good at it. I mean, how hard is this head hitting this wall? Is this like Charlie Brown in a tree kind of impact? Or, because he's always doing that, right? He's always hitting his head against a tree when he was upset about something.
Did he?
I think so.
Well, shit.
Or maybe, or maybe he just kicked, maybe he just kicked Snoopy.
Or Snoopy.
What do you think, you guys? I mean, it's a very physical activity. So even just doing this movement for an hour must burn a few calories.
I'm like thinking like, you know, headbangers, like they're like, yeah. So like, you know, it's probably like an hour, I would think.
Like throw on some Bohemian Rhapsody and just hit your head against the wall.
Are we playing?
My favorite song.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are we playing Price is Right rules?
Oh, we could. Without going over?
Yeah.
Closest without going over? Sure. I just have no idea. I want to say maybe 300, but I just don't understand why. It sounds like the whole joke is in the question. The answer is just going to be whatever amount of calories you would burn.
Oh, it's a joke question?
Well, sometimes I'm just saying that sometimes the answer is funny and sometimes the question's funny and sometimes both. But in this case, I can't imagine, not funny as much as the answer is usually like, oh, of course that's what it should be. But I can't think of an obvious number. That goes with headbanging, unless is there a headbanging song that has a number in it? So that'd be a great coincidence. Like if the answer was 21 guns or some, you know.
Right, right. I'm going to go with 125.
125 calories. That seems low to me, but what do you think, Gina?
I can say maybe 500 calories. Probably more, to be very honest.
Right?
For an hour?
I think it's important to be honest about this important subject. We don't want to be kidding around in this
is serious.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just for the hell of it, I'm going to say 750.
Oh, that's fucked up. You just went higher than me.
You definitely went over.
You're like, hey, you know, she doesn't get right. I'm going
to
get it right.
There's no winning or losing. We're just trying to figure out the answer to this crazy question. And it is 150 calories.
Wow. Woo. The guy with the glasses is smart.
I got glasses.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my glasses
yeah,
on.
They say Tito's vodka on them, but I still have glasses.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like smart people.
I'm a drunk nerd. That's what I am. Do you have sunglasses in there too?
You know what? I got glasses, but I also got backwards. I don't know.
You wear like regular glasses?
Yeah, man. I'm a nerd too.
I don't know.
So you also do contacts?
No. I'm that person when I lose my glasses. I'm like, where's my glasses?
So you just can't see when you don't have them?
Yeah.
like right now? Guess who I am.
Let me get my glasses out so I look smart and people take me more seriously.
Okay. All right, here's...
It's like a whole new person.
Look at that. Wow.
I don't feel intimidated by you now.
Hey!
I got to put money back on now. All right, I got another one for you guys. Marijuana knows something. About 3% of the ice in Antarctic glaciers is made up of what liquid? So 3% of it Now, one would figure that a glacier is, you know,
pee?
Is all water and maybe a little pee. Polar bear pee and water. So what is 3% of it? Or is that the trick? Is maybe icebergs, or glaciers, I should say, maybe they're only 3% water.
And
the rest of it's something else.
We're like 80% water people.
I know, right? So a glacier... A glacier's got to be fucking full of water. So there, what's that other thing that's 3%? I mean, you might be onto something with that urine thing.
I think it's pee.
Animal urine.
Yeah, I think whale pee, seal pee, walrus pee, penguin pee, polar bear pee.
Mr. Popper's pee?
Everybody's pee. Okay. So a big ice pee.
Do you have any theories, Dave?
I was going to say pee, but what she put on her magic smart glasses, is it really?
That's it.
I mean, I'm hoping that's the answer, because I like that, but what else could it be?
Blood.
People.
Blood. People.
Like
blood. Yeah, 3% of it is people. Hey, don't eat that glacier. It's 3% person. You damn cannibal. Yeah, I got no other... things to guess. I really think you nailed it with pee. So let's see.
What?
Penguin urine is what it says on this card.
We got that right.
Two words that have never been the answer to anything. Penguin urine is finally the answer of a trivia question. That is incredible. I'm so happy you figured that out, you smart glasses wearing lady. We're going to be back with more with Gina Valentina and Dave Waite. We'll see you in a few minutes.
You have good ideas? Take those ideas and turn them into reality with Squarespace. An important step to doing that is creating an amazing website, and Squarespace makes it easier than ever. Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, and more, Squarespace is the tool for you. They have lots of beautiful templates created by world-class designers, and you have the ability to customize just about anything with a few clicks. You can make a great website by yourself. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, and analytics help you grow your site in real time. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Buying domains is simple, and you'll get the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from artists showing off their mosaic art to lawyers trying to grow their business. Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HI to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code HI for 10% off. That's squarespace.com, offer code H-I-G-H for 10% off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Getting Doug with Hi. I'm here with Gina Valentina and Dave Waite, and Alicia has joined us because it's time for Pot Topics with Alicia.
What? I told you about this before the show, guys. You can't give me that every time. Every time people are like, what?
I know that people like to pretend to be surprised
everyone.
And excited. That, oh, look at this.
I'm flattered. I'm really flattered.
I was surprised because have we had sex before?
What?
No. But thanks.
What's happening? Were you asking her if you had had sex with her?
I think that's what happened, yeah.
You smoke too much weed and you lose track of who you had sex with.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just going to take it as a compliment.
It's a very good question.
Life, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do some pot topics.
Let's do
pot
it. Okay, so U.S. health regulators have approved the very first prescription drug to come from marijuana.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a really big breakthrough and hopefully is going to lead to a lot more research, and that's really important right now. So it's called Epidiolex, and it treats two very rare forms of epilepsy, which tends to onset in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to make light of this, but it's actually a strawberry-flavored syrup that's just a CBD, so... Sounds pleasant.
Sounds delicious, and you know, if it's helping with epilepsy, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing about, you know, so much of the weed names and, you know, the way they smell and look and stuff. It's like people worry that it's going to attract children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I hope this stuff doesn't fall into the wrong hands. Or, I mean, can you even have too much CBD? I mean, would it really affect you adversely if you did?
I don't think so. I mean, without the THC, you're not getting any kind of high. I don't think that there's such thing as ODing to where it's going to have any adverse consequences.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Alicia.
Oh.
Doctor.
I just got a really serious promotion. but before these sales can officially begin, the DEA does need to formally reclassify CBD because right now it is being lumped in with marijuana, so it's still technically a class one drug. So it can't technically be sold yet, but it's looking optimistic.
That class one stuff with marijuana drives me crazy.
Yeah, put it right in there with heroin.
Just a war on hippies, bro. You know that.
It's always been like
that. Yeah, well, not just hippies, but you know, well, people of color, for sure. I think the prisons aren't full of hippies.
No. that'd be a whole different jail yard.
I hope not. Yeah.
Fights over hacky sacks.
I don't know. I think singing circles in prison. Like, what else are you going to do? Get a little prison drum circle going in the cafeteria?
Yeah, the prison needs more hippies.
I think so.
Keep them. But, you know, just bring some drums in there and drop some dance.
Mars needs moms and prisons need hippies.
Now there's some paranoid hippie watching this right now, freaking out. Like,
man, you shouldn't have smoked so much before watching this.
So this is kind of fun in a weird way, but the DEA just added over 50 new names for marijuana.
I would never say fun
since last
for the
year.
DEA. Yeah, those guys are a real hoot.
Yeah, they enjoy their week.
Wait, well, why do they have names? What happened?
So since last year, they've added 50 new terms for marijuana.
Oh, they just like to collect them all so that when they're out there being dicks,
so they can pass
they
on to
know
cops
what
to be
people
like, here's
are
what
saying.
You listen for.
Yeah.
But it gets really comical because some of it makes sense. Like, they've started to catch on to, like, you know, they added Blue Dream, Green Crack, Train Wreck. So
yeah,
I'll give
typical
them
typical strain names.
And then some of them, I just don't. Nobody has used some of these terms
we
ever.
We have never smoked these before.
Right. Probably. So
we should try to find them, the wackiest ones.
So my personal favorite is just my brother. Going through the list, I just feel like you can have so much fun with that.
Well, that would something be like in one of her movies. I just smoked my brother.
Have you tried my brother? My brother is delicious.
Oh. but there's so many.
What are some of the other ones? Yeah.
So there's Pink Panther. There's just Plant. You can read along with me if you like any. Yeah.
Just Plant.
I like A-bomb.
A-bomb.
Yeah, because if you're asking somebody on the street for an A-bomb, you're being so obvious. Why are you even using a street name?
I kind of like that name. Like, I would holler at someone like, A-bomb, hey. Like,
if you want that to be your new nickname, we can
A-U-bomb. A-U-bomb.
That's fun to do at the TSA when you're at the airport.
A-bomb.
No.
No,
it's a person's name. I'm just saying.
No, it's my child's name. A-bomb, come here.
Drugs.
Oh, God.
It's not a bomb, it's drugs. That's when the dogs come by my bag, that's what I say. Yeah, no bombs, just drugs.
No.
You don't need to bother with the dog.
Have you ever seen, there's this one thing, this huge, everybody knows him, Supreme Patty, that one Instagram famous kid?
No.
And he went through, you guys don't?
What's he do?
So this kid, it's like, it's so funny. It's literally because of Instagram, there's like a new generation of like jackasses. Like, have you guys watched the movie Jackasses? These are like the young kids.
I love the movie Jackasses.
It's Jackasses. They're all a bunch of jackasses.
They are. There's more than one of them. I don't know why the movie's called singular
jackass.
Like that.
Yeah,
which one is the actual jackass?
I think Johnny Knoxville.
It's a jackass competition.
It is good. But this kid, actually, what is it, Coco Nugs or like those chocolate nugs? That it looks like weed, but it's like candy.
Really?
Yeah, he went to the airport. Went to the airport, pulled a prank, filmed everything. And act like he had, like, weed on him. And the TSA stopped him and everything. Like, the police came. And, like, they had to let him go. Because it was just candy. And it was the funniest thing ever. I'm like, wow. I mean, there was no fucking.
What kind of candy is this?
It's. You, come on. You had to hear
I don't know Choco Nugs.
Choco Nugs.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I don't. What? It's just candy that's like tastes like marijuana.
It doesn't even taste like marijuana.
But what's the point of it?
Because it looks like it, and it's cool.
Okay.
Because you could be anywhere, and like people.
You could just
like,
hold up a nug and start chewing on it.
Yeah, and
it tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then people look at you like you're crazy. But
Daniel,
it's cool.
Let's get some of this for our next party.
I think it would be fun.
And tell people it's got. Oh, invite a bunch of squares over. tell them that it's got weed in it.
No.
And then watch them pretend to be high because it doesn't.
You know, I've actually tried to smoke it by accident before.
You tried to smoke chocolate?
Yes! I mean, I did!
How was that an accident?
Look.
If you said, like, catnip or something, I'd let this slide.
We were in New York, and, like, we were in the Big Apple and the strip club. We're having fun. Some fan gave us some, like, nugs, we thought. And I had some weed, and my girl had some, and so we had an apple and a Big Apple, and we started smoking this apple outside of the strip club, and we were like, trying to hit it, we're like, oh, it must be the apple. Like, this is crazy. Like, why isn't it working? It's, like, going right through. It's not burning. This is... And we were so frustrated because we're trying to get fucking stoned because, you know, we're having fun.
Sure.
And, yeah, we realized that we're smoking chocolate, and it was pretty embarrassing.
I've got to see this stuff.
Oh, my God. I thought it was, we literally broke it up. We were like... Into the fucking.
We'll bring some. Boy. Next show, we'll bring some on.
Try to make someone.
That'll
smoke
be a
it.
Good plan.
That'll be really.
Oh
funny.
Yeah, we like, can ask somebody. Hey, can you roll a joint and give them that? They roll up a choco joint.
A choco joint.
So you're making a blunt for us now while we do the pot topics.
Oh yeah,
this is very very exciting.
Oh yeah.
So what else have we got, Alicia?
Well, so I will be listing the full list to my Twitter right after the show. If you guys want to follow me there, Alicia L. Glass.
Yeah, it's
there's a lot of fun ones, and I would love to hear which ones you guys like.
And it'd be also good to, you know, for everybody to know all the words and not say them around cops. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you know what words not to say.
Yeah, we're just trying to tip you off.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, you should be safe, because I bet you don't know any of those these newfangled expressions.
I just call it the weed.
The weed.
I mean, look at the guy. He'll never get stopped.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Come on, look at you.
What?
Just a regular Joe walking down the street.
Man.
Smoking
I used to
joint.
Look much more scruffy.
Just a regular white Joe.
White Joe.
That's what I was trying to
non-adolescent
say.
Non-adolescent white Joe.
I can say that because I'm Latina. So.
Right? Yeah, you can.
I'm a minority. Respect me.
Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that. Next.
So, Cynthia Nixon, we all know and love.
She's the Sex in the City.
Yeah, she's yes. Miranda in Sex in the
she's
City.
She's Miranda, right.
She's the Miranda.
Oh, I get it.
And she's now running for governor of New York.
Yeah. Stop playing.
Yeah.
This is for real.
And
she's super into weed.
She is what? Super, super into weed. She is really bringing forth just all the racial injustices happening around it, and she's been fantastic. So right now, this is so fun. She is giving away a bong to one of her supporters, and you don't even have to donate money. You just have to go to her site, fill out some information, and you are automatically entered to win. But it's not just a bong. It's clear, and it is signed by two of, I think, the coolest people in the whole world.
Ooh, is it Doug Benson?
No, I was going to say. So,
did Dave and I sign this bong?
He's like, is it
or are we just regular Joes?
If you could get a bong signed by anyone, who would it be?
Can they be dead?
I already know this, sure. I think.
If I could get a bong signed by anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pete Rose.
Oof.
I'm from Cincinnati. Yeah. He was the hit king. It'd right. be a big deal to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this hits like Pete Rose. That's what I would say about the bong.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. I put that together in my mind.
Well, this isn't that, but this bong is actually signed by Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer of Broad City. Awesome show if you haven't checked it out yet.
That's cool. That's really
those
cool.
Those would have been the two you picked?
Yeah, I really think so.
Out of the whole world?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty big. I mean, they're the two ladies that are the most known for smoking, I think.
Yeah. I mean, to have a bong specifically signed. Well, like, if it was something else, it might be a different answer. But, yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd still go... I would just aim a little higher. Those girls are great, but, you know.
Yeah, they are great. But.
You know.
So the only problem.
That should be a hashtag right after me too. Hashtag me too. Hashtag but.
But.
I'm going to start to take it back.
Oh. Anyway, so the only problem with this is there's now a defense attorney. His name is Ron Cuby. And he's saying that this is. She can't do this.
His name, hold on. Can I stop? I didn't mean that. Yeah, you're doing such a good job. You said his name is Ron QB?
K-U-B-Y.
I was thinking like an old...
like a quarterback.
Well, like in old Nintendo games, they would just be like, Ron QB. They wouldn't give you the whole name, but... I'm high.
That was so worth stopping for. It was awesome. I don't like trains that just go all the way to the station. I like a few stops. Get out, stretch my legs. But I already got lost on another part of this. What happened at the beginning of the story? All right, what's going on with Ron Cuby? He's anti Cynthia Nixon. He thinks her platform needs some fixing.
I like that. I fucked with it.
He is saying that the contest is a technical violation of federal law because the law prohibits the sale or offering offering for sale of drug paraphernalia. So he's saying that even though she's not getting money in return, it's still considered a sale.
Did she call it a bomb? Like... She didn't say, this is for tobacco use only.
She's saying like bong, and that's what people are saying. They're like, just say water pipe, like, and you can get away with it, because that tends to be the loophole. But she's really trying to stick to bong. She's not budging on it.
I guess QB doesn't know about the many of us that get a large device like that, and we smoke legal tobacco out of it.
It's just, it blows my mind, man, that it's still, like, a problem. Like, I think it's crazy. Listen, I get it. Not everybody smokes weed. That's cool. I've been smoking weed since I was 13.
Like, that doesn't sound great.
No,
that wasn't a good endorsement.
It's cool, Dave. She's 17 now.
But listen, I'm not a fucking bad person because I smoke weed. I'm not, like, hurting anybody else. I'm responsible. I have a career. I have a job. Like, I pay my taxes. Like, I mean, why are they literally going to waste people's time and money to pursue this? There's so much worse things that needs to be done. So many more things that need to be done.
Yeah, and also there's so much money to be made from it, so that's why it's turning, and, you know, slowly. Yeah.
They're making money off of it.
Yeah, but that's the problem is, like, profitized prisons are making money off of arresting people for it, so it's a...
You're right.
It's the
private-owned prisons.
They're making money in too many different directions, but as soon as they see that... I mean, not as soon as, because Colorado's been going for years now, and the statistics are all amazing. They're all great, how much money's being made.
Colorado's tight, too.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we got just a couple more minutes. Can we squeeze in one more? Was that the end of Cynthia Nixon?
That was the end, yeah.
So the guy's saying she can't do it, or
yeah, he's saying that it's not going to be allowed. He's trying to get her stopped, so.
Jesus.
She's just not budging.
Hater. Well.
Maybe they could sign something else, or I don't know. I mean, that seemed like a cool thing to have and would have raised, you know.
I mean, it's still running. In fact, I retweeted it to my Twitter, so if you want to go to that, you can probably find it easier, because on her page, it's about 6 days back. So.
Also, it's not...
Go ahead and enter.
Yeah, it's not a raffle, though. I mean, it's not like where people are paying money to enter.
Right.
So
you don't
it's
have
just
to
somebody's...
give her money.
So why... Oh, it's so annoying.
Sabotage.
okay, but, you know, gets her more attention and, you know, and negative attention to this QB guy.
Fuck QB.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that guy.
Thank you so much, Alicia, for being here with the Pot Topics. And we'll be back with You Know What Happens Next on the show. So we'll be back with that in a couple minutes.
All right, fellas, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Ever wish you could go back to the days when you were always ready to go? With Blue Chew, you can increase your performance and get back that extra pep in your step in bed. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready anytime, day or night. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No more in-person doctor visits, no more waiting in the pharmacy. Best of all, no more awkwardness. Blue Chew is made in the USA and shipped direct, so they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our viewers and listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code Doug. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code D-O-U-G to try it, F-R-E-E. That's free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice.
What is happening? We're here with Gina Blunt Roller Extraordinaire Valentina. Lighten it up like we're in Cuba.
Jeez, this thing is...
Wow.
That's a... Whoa.
And oh, that's, man. And that's Dave, the impressed weight.
What happened to your thumb, dog?
And why does it match your shirt? Are you always wearing shirts that color because of it?
Yeah, I had to wear something that was matching. I wanted to be just like a focal point of everyone, even though it is.
I like it, though. I like the matching. It's really stylish.
I think fashionably it works for me.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Not since Lady Bird have I seen a more stylish.
Hey! Ouch. That looks like it hurts.
That's all I can do with my thumb. But...
He's like...
Now if you had
you should write "fuck you, mom" on that, because like, that's what Lady Bird wrote on Hookcast. I've been obsessed with Lady Bird lately. So Taylor Rizzo is here, and he, of course, is the dab king of.
Of course.
I'm going to say the world. At first, he was the dab king of Southern California, and then he expanded, and probably universe by a few weeks from now, I'd imagine.
I'd go Bob? Unchallenged.
Bob.
Do people?
Bob.
What does that mean?
Bob. Wow.
What does that mean?
What?
I don't even know what that
is
means.
Is that a bit?
What?
I'm try
it? Is it Bob and you supposed to say Marley or like, you know, like Bob and then Marley. And then it's like, oh, here you go.
Like Marco Polo?
Yeah. So I can say Marco.
Oh, wait, the person who says Marley, that's who you pass it
yeah.
to? Oh, I just said it. Thanks.
Oh. Was she passing
wow,
the
Wow, I've never heard that game.
What was that about?
Yeah. Is that game, so do you play that game in the pool? Do you just pass a joint around the pool saying that?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much everywhere and with a blunt. Like, if I could be in the bathtub, I'll be smoking a blunt. If I could be in the car, I'll be smoking a blunt. If I could wake up in the morning and the first breath I take would be a blunt. Yeah.
Does the popo ever roll up next to you when you got this thing going and look at it funny?
No.
No?
Dude, I just smile.
They're just like, look at that smart lady in her glasses.
She knows things. I'm not going to hassle her. It's you want to try to sing?
Uh-huh. I was in Miami, and I was so...
Bob?
Oh, what? What was that? No. What did I do wrong?
You were where?
I was in Miami, and I got so wasted. It was like this huge convention, like Camp Con and everything.
I don't know what to do with that.
You want to hit that, Taylor?
And
people like to see the dab guy do that. Change it up.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up at the beach, and I rolled up a blunt, and I'm just smoking. I didn't give a fuck. I'm from Miami, so I didn't care. This guy comes up to me. He works, I guess, at the beach, and he's like, hey, like, you know you can't smoke here. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm from Cali. That's all I said, and he looks at me. He's like, but we're in Miami. I'm like, yeah, but I'm from Miami. Oh, like, you want to hit this? And he looks at me. He's like, all right, like, really quick. And I swear, I've never, ever had an issue. Even when people came to me and was like, hey, you can't smoke that. I'm like, this does not compute.
Like, I have a friend, she lights up, you know, wherever she feels like it. And as soon as somebody tells her she can't, she says sorry and puts it out because she only needs one hit. She's like a one-hitter, one-hit wonder. And I'm so jealous of that because I can't.
I think, women
I can't
might
one
be
and
get,
done ever.
I just thought maybe women can get away with it a little bit more. I'm sure that guy at the beach.
Oh, being a woman definitely helps in that situation.
Oh, for
like
sure.
If it was me at the beach smoking weed in Miami, he would not give me the.
Yeah, you're going to. Oh, you're from California? Well, you're going there now.
Put a pair of titties on you.
Like, deported.
Oh, no.
People get deported out of Florida all the time, man.
I think that's what.
So I was going to say a really bad joke, but I'll stop.
That's okay. I mean, it's okay to say it, okay to not say it. You know, it's all good. But so Taylor's got the dab rig. I know Dave, last time Dave was on the show, he passed on doing the dab because he, you know, probably had an important meeting later that day or something.
The important meeting was not freaking out.
How do you feel today?
Wow. I feel like if we had done it right at the beginning, I'd have been like, that's tight. But now...
Now you're already really high.
I'm already really high. Mm-hmm. And now that makes me nervous because there's a thing at the bottom that turns on.
Yeah, it's a power supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, it's real.
That seems so...
It's real science.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Well,
Gina, why don't you go first, and then he'll be inspired.
Oh, man. He's probably going to be more scared. I'm going to be like... Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Dave, it's the side effect is you turn into a dog. You just start foaming at the mouth.
Oh, God.
It gives you rabies.
I like how you're just warming up.
I love how, I'm too busy with this blunt to do this dab right now. It's a very cool position. Yeah, that's right.
Just like a professional.
Yeah, that's the real Gina Valentina on all social media.
Whoa.
Are you going to do a dab?
Oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I do, too.
Really?
Yeah, today I'm going to a some sort of cannabis spa.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm getting catfished. But I'm going to go do that today after this, so I figure why not be crazy high for that.
And what's going to happen there?
At the ending?
They have... I hope there's not a sad ending. That'd be fun if the massage parlor had a different price for a sad ending.
Oh, no.
But,
it costs more.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
You know, they actually have that.
What's that?
There's like a... I don't even know. I think it's like Japan or something. That it's like a therapy, and they have like a group of people. Because supposedly... in their culture, they don't show a lot of emotion.
Sure.
Supposedly. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying what I've seen.
They work hard. They play hard.
Yes. They don't show a lot of emotion. So they have, like, group therapies where they show, like, sad videos. Like, these really, really sad videos of, like, a daughter losing her father or, like, a dog or, like, just, like, really sad videos. And, like, these women start crying or, like, these people go there just to cry.
Just to get it out.
Yes.
And let's go, like, be emotional for
a
while. Yes! Let's not sit through all of Marley and Me. Let's just, you know, watch the last couple of scenes.
You just watch the first scene of Up, just over and over.
No!
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. No! I wouldn't want to do that. How do I become less emotional?
Can you imagine? Like, would you get used to it, or would it make you just continue crying?
I think you would just get used to it.
Because it gets happy again. And then,
that's
a brutal idea.
Coaster. You're like, oh my God, no. Oh, this is so cute. No, they're losing each other.
That's a great art installation. You just go into different rooms where it's some sad sequence from a movie on a loop. Yeah. And you just stand there until you cry.
I like that. I actually would love to go to like an exhibit where they have like different rooms with emotions. Yeah. So you go one room and it's just like all sad, like sadness.
Oh,
and
no.
You have this depression.
Right.
And other room is just like laughter and happiness. And
like that Pixar movie.
Oh, God.
But you can walk through it. Inside out.
You have to cry to leave this room to go to the next room. You have to laugh to leave that room. It has to actually bring that emotion out.
I'm tired of escape rooms where you like panic and try to get out. I want a room where I just show some emotion and we'll move you on to the next stage. Yeah. Dave Wade is going to be at the Pit in Chapel Hill on August 5th.
Yeah.
And Wiley's Comedy Club, August 31st and September 1st. Where's that at, Wiley's?
That's in Dayton, Ohio, just right up the road from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in downtown Dayton. Historic.
You invite Pete Rose?
He lives in, like, Las Vegas or some shit.
Send the invite anyways.
Pete Rose lives in
Las Vegas. Bob.
You get stuck at this game.
And do you have to say Marley every time, or can you change it to someone else named Bob?
Oh, did I miss the weed again?
Yeah. you know, you were concentrating on your plugs and all these great things that are coming up for you. And I'll do a dab now.
Yeah, I got one coming for you.
Okay.
All right. Marley? Bob? Bob Marley. Did I do it right?
No. He got so. It. He got it, guys.
It sounded like if Bob Marley was a spy. My name's Marley. Bob Marley. There we go.
What if you said Ziggy Marley? What would that mean?
Damien
so
Marley?
There's so many. It's hard to keep track of the Marleys.
All right, here's your Marley? Cat.
Every place I go, there's a Marley
Ziggy.
Performance.
Marley?
Don't get me started about Marley's ghost.
Oh, God.
Doug's a regular dab king himself nowadays.
I think I'm going to be a dab pussy and pass, y'all.
He'd give you a little one.
Nah.
Just a little baby.
Baby dab.
Baby dab.
All right.
Give him the biggest dab.
Goodbye, rest of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Dabbing Doug.
What really were you going to do with the rest of your day, though? Like, now you're going to enjoy it, but what were you going to do before?
I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it.
Did they send you guys Pokeballs after the last time you were on?
They did.
You got one?
Yeah.
Did they try to send you one? They'll reach out to you at the real Gina Valentina on your social media and say, hey, we're Pokeball. Do you want one? And then you just got to write back and say, yes, I want one.
We'll do a little baby one.
You guys would love
There's me no, for having They won't yourself. Try to come to your home or anything. They're cool.
Oh, man. Wish me luck.
Here we go. Only a couple minutes left in the show.
First
this
ever
is really
dab?
Exciting.
Yeah. Am I going to, blow a major carb?
Nothing's going to... You're going to be surprised at how soothing it is.
You're going to love it.
Is it real smooth?
It's really... Yeah. This stuff's really good you got today.
All right.
I'm going to say one thing. You can do it!
Jesus.
Love those movies. Tuesday, July 24th. 1:15 Pacific time.
Just a go for it.
So a week and a day from today, 8 days from today.
Keep going.
We're gonna be back with another episode.
And you did it.
What?
Oh man.
His life was just like. Whoa.
I built it up too much in my mind. I thought it was a lot more scary.
Yeah, you're putting,
right, but it's,
you're putting the dabs on
but
pedestal.
But you do feel it right away, right?
Yeah, but it was like I was worried the smoke was gonna make me fucking.
Well, it can. I think he's got a real smooth one today because none of us are coughing nice too one. Much today.
The temp is nice.
Yeah, do a nice low temperature.
Yeah, I'll do another one. I don't even care if it's within the show because we're running out of time. But thanks again to all of you for being here, Taylor and Alicia, and Dave and Gina, and everybody that works here, and Daniel who sat over there so polite the whole show didn't say a freaking word. He said one thing. He said something about. Something I've already forgotten about. Bye-bye.